the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
So, Sarah Slattery, just before the break there, I set the challenge. Can you find value for money holidays in Ireland? Tell us how you've gone about trying to do so.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, you certainly can. I know the perception out there. And in fairness, our hotels and restaurants are apparently 30% higher than the EU average. So I understand why, what people are saying, but there are good deals out there. And particularly if you're looking to go for a short break, I know a lot of people would, their main holiday, they would go abroad and they'd be there for a week or longer. And it's a different kind of prospect. But for short breaks, it's definitely possible to get good value. I find Sunday nights the best. I've always said that. Obviously, Monday, Tuesdays as well. But Sunday is a great one because, you know, if you go away for a night, you only have to take one day off work. And if, particularly if you pick somewhere that's kind of two and a half hours drive, you could go off in the morning, come back in the evening and have nearly two full days and just pay for one night's accommodation. So I picked the 29th of March, which is the start of Easter holidays. So it would appeal to families as well as couples or teachers. And I found some great deals.
So, okay, start in West Cork and Rosscarbery for me.
Yeah, the Celtic Ross, you know, such West Cork is one of our most upmarket places to visit. You know, everybody loves West Cork. And like the Celtic Ross Hotel is a 4-star in Rosscarbery, €118 per room for two sharing, you know, €59 per person. I think that's fantastic value. It has a leisure centre with a pool. Of course, you've got all of the gorgeous fishing towns and the fishing, you know, Baltimore, Glendore, all those lovely places on your doorstep. And Rosscarbery as well is a big foodie town. So like it's just that kind of value is there if you wanted to go away for an overnight escape. They have family rooms too for €212 and that's the 29th of March too.
Go to the other end of the country, up to Donegal for me.
Yeah, one of my favourite parts of Ireland, the Inishowen Peninsula, is absolutely gorgeous. Lots of free activities to do there because it has some of Ireland's best beaches. You've got Malin Head. You're also only 30 minutes drive from Derry City. And I think I did that tour of the walls. I think it was £6 to do it when I did it. It was a couple of years ago. But the Red Castle Hotel, probably more adult focused. It has a fabulous spa right on the waterfront, €140 per room based on two sharing. Kind of so far away, you probably would want two nights up there, but a gorgeous Talasso spa, really lovely spa break and a 9-hole golf course as well.
All depends on where you're going from. You mightn't be going from Dublin, Sarah.
That's true.
Okay. What about going to the Westport Coast Hotel in Mayo?
This is an absolute steal. Bargain, I think, now. €104 for the room and it includes breakfast. So €52 per person. Like if you're thinking of your taxi home for a night out in town, like it's fantastic value. It's kind of the trendy quayside of Westport. There's a panoramic rooftop restaurant that's just opened. And of course, again, Westport, this could be a good one if you have teens. You know, you could actually get two rooms at a reasonable price. And of course, Westport, very, for you know, trendy place to visit teens. You could explore Achill, go to Keane Bay and all those lovely things. Again, lots of free activities in that part of the Wild Atlantic Way.
OK, and this is all for Sunday the 29th, is it? You've checked these out.
Yeah, you'll find similar prices in April on Sunday departures, not Easter Sunday now, but you will find it in April as well. Like the value on Sunday nights are really, really good. Or Monday, Tuesday, you could do two nights or whatever, yeah.
Okay, in Dublin.
Yeah, oh, gets a bad rap, Dublin, for its prices. I just picked the Marlin Hotel. It's one of these kind of new, modern, trendy hotels, like popular with digital nomads and co-working spaces. But they have these cozy king rooms. They're small, but they're modern and they're nice. €114 for a room. Like again, 57 per person, just off Stephen's Green for anyone who doesn't know it. Amazing location right in the heart of Dublin.
And then you've got one in Wicklow at the Brook Lodge.
Yeah, look, Brook Lodge is one of those. Everybody loves Brook Lodge. You know, the food, the spa facilities, which are outdoor hot tubs and flotation rooms and all sorts of gorgeous things. You're 20 minutes from Glendalough. Lots to do in Wicklow again. You know, trying to think of places where you'll have your free activities too. It's a little bit dearer, €166 for the room, but includes breakfast and just a fabulous hotel.
Okay, two-night family breaks over the Easter holidays. What have you got for us?
Again, I picked around the 29th, so two nights going out. The Woodstock Hotel in Clare, one of those, they're great on social media, family run couple. In Ennis, it's about 40 minutes from the Cliffs of Moher. So you've lots, again, Clare's attractions along there. It has a swimming pool, kids pool, lots of family friendly dining options. And it's €216 for a family of four for two nights in a superior family room.
Okay, down in Wexford, what did you have?
Wexford's one of my favourite places for family activities. Just so much to do there. Riverside Park Hotel, always. They actually usually do a lot of breaks on their own website too. All of these I've kind of links on my own site on thetravelexpert.ie, but sometimes it can be good value to check the hotel as well because they may have dinner included and things like that. But for a room only rate for two nights, two adults and two children, €241. And they again have kids clubs, they've a playground, there's a leisure centre, and you're near all Wexford's fabulous attractions, Wells House with its Gruffalo Trail and the Seal Rescue Centre, National Heritage Park. Just so much to do for kids in Wexford.
Okay, go over to the other side of the country for me, please, over to Sligo and near Enniscrone Beach.
Yeah, for a beach holiday, for anyone who likes, you know, Wild Atlantic Way, Enniscrone Beach is absolutely fabulous. And Diamond Coast Hotel is literally right beside it. Again, very popular with families. I think they do kids clubs over the Easter holidays as well. And they've larger rooms as well. So they include breakfast, €287 for a family of four and €406 for a family of five.
Okay, slightly more expensive. Tell me about Trim Castle in County Meath.
Yeah, they have, I stayed there a couple of years ago, actually, and they have a gorgeous rooftop right overlooking Trim Castle. Again, lots to do there. They have access to the free access to the Aura Leisure Centre, and they put these little teepee tents in the kids for rooms for younger kids, which is really kind of cute. They have an Easter break, $352 for two nights B&B for a family of four. And then you've got Causey Farm. There's lots happening in the Boyne Valley over Easter. Causey Farm have their annual Easter event where there's egg hunts and farm animals and lots going on. Or they also have an offer if you just wanted to do one night and go to Emerald Park. So you can stay for the night and include tickets to Emerald Park, which is the old Tato Park for anyone who doesn't know, €421 for an overnight with that. So I thought that was quite good for anyone looking to do that as well.
And one more, if you're going for a luxury break, you're suggesting the Farnham Estate in Cavan. Tell us about that one.
Well, this was new to me. I didn't realise they have these fabulous resort houses. I always saw Farnham Estate. They're out there, fabulous spa, with they have an outdoor infinity pool. But they actually have these luxury resort houses as well, with, and you can use all the facilities of the hotel, the golf course, the restaurants, everything. A two-night break there, if you wanted a nice, spacious home, €560 for two nights over Easter. But it's also available Easter weekend. So that's actually available on the 5th of April as well. So for people who are short on annual leave and they want a kind of nice luxury break, I thought that was good.
Thank you very much, Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. Listener comments. Just home from the Algarve. Two adults. We had nine nights accommodation, €285, self-catering, spacious apartment, flights €111 from Knock. Ireland is and always will be a rip-off. But another one says, got a double room in the Gresham in Dublin with breakfast for €150 on a Sunday 2 weeks ago. Lovely room, great breakfast and really good value.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.